topic for today's show is hip-hop's opinion on the new sensation of mumble rap. It's been around since the start of the millennium. What I know is that mumble rap is when you can't understand what the artist is saying. So today, we're going to speak about mumble rap. Here with me today, I have a guest to speak about mumble rap. His name is David Lopez, everybody.
Hello, hello. How we doing?
Alright, so David, what exactly is mumble rap?
What is mumble rap, man? Damn, man, like, I guess to give you like a full-on, a straight-up definition for what is mumble rap is when you can't comprehend what the artist is saying and where he's going with his song. So, like, a good example, I could say Lil Yachty. Lil Yachty's a pretty good example, man, on the real. Like, you hear what he's saying, and it's kind of like, what's he saying exactly? Like, he's kind of like, a good example right now I could show you, but I feel ridiculous trying to imitate him, but it's kind of like, I'm gonna give you a little all freestyle, right. A little simple freestyle. Talking in the studio night, and I come through, and I told you I was right. You see what I mean? It's like that,
yeah,
man.
So basically, you can just hear noises, but you can't hear actual like words words that he's saying.
Well, you can hear the words, but you can't hear them clearly. He's kind of just mumbling with the beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, I know what you mean. I've heard that stuff a million times.
Yeah, it's getting popular.
Yeah, it is. How did mumble rap actually gain its fame?
Well, there's a lot that goes into that, man. Like, how did it gain fame? Well, you got to think about it. You know, hip-hop has always been a thing for the youth for some time now. And what was the question again? Give me a...
How did mumble rap actually gain its fame?
All right. How did mumble rap gain its fame? Well, you have artists, you know, they're coming up and they're kind of deciding, what do I want to make? What do I want to give to people? And, you know, when it comes to anything you do, it always starts with yourself. So if you're like, you know, I just want to make money. So let's get a catchy beat, some catchy rhythm lyrics, like that mumbling. You know, it was like kind of rhythmic mumbling.
Yeah.
Like that, man. So, and then the DJs, radio stations, and the industry itself, they push it, promote, and, you know, people hear it, and then, you know, people who don't think too much about it, it's like, oh, it's catchy, so, you know, it'll stick.
So you're saying people do mumble rap so they can gain money, wealth, and fame?
Something like that.
Gain wealth, gain fame. Yeah. I know what you mean, because there are a lot of people who just, you know, make up all sorts of things, and, you know, the next thing you know, you can't hear nothing, and then they're rich for what? For what? You're not even trying, you know?
Yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah. Is it actual hip-hop?
Well, straight up. On the real? No. Like, that's it. What, is mumble rap hip-hop? No.
Yeah, how come?
And that's that. Why? Well, when it comes to... Damn. Well, nowadays when you hear hip-hop, people seem to think of it as something material. But it's not. It's like... Hip-hop is like... What's a good example?
Pop?
No. Like, I'm trying to think of a physical, like... It's kind of like hip-hop versus mumble rap. And then... I don't know.
You don't know?
I got an example, but I don't know if I could say it.
Oh, that's okay.
But, you know... What was the question?
How come it's...
It's not hip-hop. Oh, because... I'll give you this reason. Because when it comes to hip-hop, you have, you know, DJing, MCing, graffiti, breakdancing. That's just like the four elements and the four basics when it comes to like straight up hip hop, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's not because what's the one thing they're doing? They're MCing. But it's so garbage that it doesn't count. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're not even saying straight up words. So that's not emceeing. Emceeing is like I'm going to write this punchline. I'm going to write this so it's smooth. Creative, right? Yeah, they get creative with it. Like, and people who step on the mic and have like real skill with it, it's like a rush for them. Like, right. Like, you know, oh, I'm about to.
They just got to make something up fast.
Like, you know? They sat down for, I don't know, 15 minutes, an hour, days, and thought about this and really put heart, really put in work, really put in soul, blood, and tears to make what they came out with.
Mm-hmm. Because me, I was an artist for just a short while. I had made my own like tune, but I forgot to put the words on. You know, I'm just putting that on. I mean, like, you know, I don't know if y'all care about it or not. But do you listen to it?
Do I listen to mumble rap? No,
mm-hmm. No,
I do not. But
no.
It's kind of like.
Tell me why.
Why don't I listen to it? Because yeah. I think it's garbage.
Yeah, it's garbage.
And it's not hip-hop. And the ignorance that goes with that is kind of like me knowing what hip-hop is, that I've studied the culture. I've studied what it is, what hip-hop is. And then people tell me, like, no, you're just a hater. It's like, what? Like, it's kind of like a teacher saying, he passed and you failed. Like, no, that's your opinion. I didn't fail. Yeah, you did. You're not hip hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like.
Sort of. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, what the hell? No. And oh, but no, I don't listen to that. I don't listen to that stuff. And I don't know, man. It's just a really touchy issue with me because, like, it's not, man. When people claim it, it's kind of like, no, you can't do that because it's not. It's like saying I'm a DJ. You have no idea what it is to DJ. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hip hop. I'm an MC. You know what I mean? And that's not what it is.
Yep. You think it can change?
I mean, yes, it can, but it won't have. It can't call itself mumble rap if it changes, because you know that's the thing. You have to change the mumbling. So if you change mumble rap, it's not going to be mumble rap anymore. So. I don't know, it depends on how you look at it. Like, if you change the problem with it, you change it completely.
Mm-hmm.
So to say, can it change? Yeah, but, you know, it's going to change completely.
Yeah. Of course you think it's bad, right?
Mm. Yeah, I think it's bad, but, like, there's a whole, it's a, like a hot mess when it comes to this issue, because it's not just the artists, but the fans themselves.
Yeah.
And... because who makes them rich and who makes them famous and who wants to see them? It's the fans. And when the fans are, you know, kind of, I'm going to say brainless, if that's the right word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, brainless. And that's what they really, that's what they truly worship, truly want, and truly like.
Yeah.
Then it's kind of like, you know, damn.
Yeah, because you have people that want to buy this stuff and they don't care like what they hear or what they're listening to, what the lyrics are, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And that's one of the biggest things in hip-hop is, you know,
mm-hmm.
You're emceeing.
Yeah,
it's gotten big.
I know, because like my cousin was an artist too, but my cousin is an artist, not was, but yeah, I've heard some of the stuff he made, but I don't think I've heard his lyrics, though. And I have another cousin that, you know, like, works with people that wants to sing and rap. Because he recorded me once, and I had some pretty good lyrics to it. It was supposed to be for a girl, though. It was like a love song.
I'm going to just say this. Hip-hop itself, in the music industry sense, so that's DJing and MCing mm-hmm. and breakdancing. Now, an MC, you can say, is a teacher. An MC is a teacher.
Hmm.
The artist, when it comes to where, let's say, take now for example, the artist is one of the most important people in our life because that's who we listen to. That's who, you know, some of us listen to music 24/7. Some of us listen to music, don't have that much access to it, but whenever we get to it, we're like all over it. And some people, you know, just like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So in hip hop, the MC is a teacher. And with great power comes great responsibility. And many MCs know this. And so you have influence. So influence is power. So you have like famous MCs that start saying certain things, promoting certain things, doing certain things. So when you have someone like, I'm going to say Lil Yachty, because he's, you know, the hot topic right now, because of all the stuff that's going on in P-Rock and all this, and all those conversations. With Lil Yachty, he's kind of like, what would you call him? Well, he's
stupid.
I'm not sure about stupid. But it's kind of like a blind kid leading other blind kids. You know what I mean? And then the kids who can see are leading so few. You know what I mean?
Nope.
No?
I'm sorry, just being honest, but
No, that's good. But you know what I mean? I'm talking about like this, the artist, right? If mm-hmm. the artist is blind and the fans follow him, and then the real MCs who have, I mean, I could give you examples all day. Like, you have so many underground MCs that when it comes to MCing itself, they're cold, man. It's like, damn. One of my artists that I like to listen to, he's a pretty famous MC, you know, pretty good on the underground. From Queensbridge, he's a Cormega.
I like Cormega.
One of his songs, Industry, is called. Look that up on YouTube, kids. And it's a cool.
Look that up. No, I'm just playing. Look it up.
It's a cool song, you know. It's like he says, let me see if I can remember, because I was thinking about it while I was talking. But he says, what swag? I don't care how you drive or what you dress. I want rhymes that really impress you. Say it's all about money. Do you even invest any times in your rhymes? Let me guess. You're so nice, you don't write. It just comes to you. Because you you just do. So, and it's like, damn, you know, it's as smooth, as lyrical, that's nice. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we should be hearing this. But when you want to talk about something like this, it's just like, wow, you know, it's huge. But that's why, I tend to get, I'm not going to say off topic, but I'm so broad when I speak. So I'm going to get specific. I'm going to get even more specific. You have the industry and then hip hop. Mm-hmm. So the industry, what does the industry value? Money. It's all about money with them.
Right.
Any kind of business is all about money. So you have hip hop versus industry. I mean, you always had MCs talk about this back in the day. It's kind of like, you know who BDP is? Boogie Down Productions?
I think so. I think I've heard of him.
KRS-One and then, well, they had a song called, the song was called Sex and Violence. And he's basically pretty much talking about how the record companies wanted the MCs to dumb down on their, political view, on their, you know, giving power to the people type stuff. And they said, you know, you need to talk about more about, you know, this, more about that. And then also A Tribe Called Quest, you know, that's actually a pretty famous line. I think the line goes, how does it go? Record company rule 1080, record people are shady. I think that's how it goes. That's not exactly what it says, but it's something like that. I'm paraphrasing, you know?
Yeah.
But the industry wants money. And stuff that's
everybody
catchy.
Wants money, but
yeah, you know, it's
almost everybody.
Yeah, you know, but you know, it's kind of like, what's the motive? Like, you got a heart for this, or you got a business interest in this? Because you know, you can have heart to do something. Mm. Like, let's say an MC doesn't care about the money; he just wants to, you know, drop music. He wants to make music, like, straight up.
He has to have a creative mind. He has to want to have
a let's say he's dropping some dope bars, dope punchlines, mm-hmm. smooth flows and deliveries and all that. But he won't make no money, but he doesn't mind. He loves doing that.
Right.
But the problem there is kind of like, heart don't pay bills. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you have other stuff conflicting with that. it's kind of like, oh, well, if I sell out, I'm going to be rich. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you sell out, that tells, that kind of says a lot about you. And in hip hop, you know, one of the biggest things there when it comes to them seeing is always be, you know, always be real and make sure you represent what you're representing.
Yeah, because the thing is, you have to be careful with the music industry, because that stuff can really ruin your life. You can end up going bankrupt and stuff, and then you're not going to have anything. No house, no money, not even a wife, no children. Yeah, you're just going to be like a poor person.
Like, I can give y'all a few MCs to look up. You mean, like, you got MCs like Nas. You got MCs like, I got it for, well, since we're talking about the new sensation of mumble rap, I'll say some new MCs that I say I'm pretty worth, you know, giving a listen to. Joy Badass. He's, you know, badass. And Kendrick Lamar. You know, I got to say, Kendrick Lamar, pretty cool, man. I like that. J. Cole. Yeah. I got to say J. Cole, too.
I've heard it before.
There's a few other artists out there. I think The Game is still good.
Yeah.
And I say that because I like The Game. I just feel like he's been a little misdirected. I personally don't like where he's going with it. But I like how he's staying what he was. Like, when his first album came out, the documentary, I remember hearing stories about it. Like, my dad told me a story how, you know, The Game and the G-Unit, all those days, you know, like, that's cool. I like that album. Dreams is my favorite track on there. Dreams is dope. But, you know, it's just all over the place, man. Like,
I feel you.
It's crazy, man. It's just so much to speak about when you talk about this. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, there you have it, y'all. That's Mumble Rap. Well, thank you for listening to our show about hip-hop on Mumble Rap. I'm Isaiah Hatton for Spot 127. That's all I have time for today, folks. See you next time. Peace out, y'all.